But first of all, we have Mr. Mike Brennan, who is with us. And Mike is the editor of MI Tech News. And that is it's a source of technology news, entrepreneurial, and many, many, many other things that we co-sponsor with Mike. And Mike, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Delighted to have you. And by the way, I know that you're on the cusp of doing something very important. We'll talk about that in just a minute. It's going to be a brand new look for MI Tech News. But before we get to that, I know that something that's going on this week has been Earth Day. It was on Wednesday, but there's a festival going on in Rochester.
Indeed, there is. It's called MI Earth Day Fest. Hey, appropriate name, right? Rochester Hills. And it's going to be, all right, it's taking place for now. It started on Friday. It runs through Sunday. It's in the city center and also in the municipal park, and they're expecting upwards of 50,000 people
wow.
to come. They have various stages for music, for entertainment, for kids. They have booths, they have food, and, of course, they have all that stuff. If you want to know how to do stuff to be green, as it were, mm-hmm. Besides being Kermit, Kermit's green, but a different kind of green. They've got 150 booths there. They'll tell you all about that.
You know, this is something with all of our devices now running on electricity. The whole issue has become even more critical, I think, as we've gone on. You know, I saw an article that you had in one of your headlines, and I kind of found it interesting, that U.S. millennials support Edward Snowden's efforts to pull back the veil on the U.S. government spying.
Yeah, those born between 1980 and 1999, which includes both my kids, they're all digitalities. They're really plugged into this, and they don't like the government snooping around on their phones and on their what they're doing on the Internet and on the text. So you have to wonder, this is the new generation coming up behind us, baby boomers, and I think it's going to really cause the NSA and some other government agencies some real issues because they're not going to put up with it.
Now, by the way, folks, I've just chosen a couple of the headlines that come through MI Tech News every week. It's absolutely free, by the way, available to you. And the reason we promoted this with Mike is that it's a great resource for people who are interested in technology in the state of Michigan or entrepreneurship or a whole host of other things. And, Mike, you've been writing for a long time, writing news about technology, but you've expanded now, so there's so much more that people get for nothing every week through MI Tech News, more than just print.
Well, yeah, we've got audio. This show, for instance, not only what you guys do for the 2 hours, but what we're doing right now, both of those are available as podcasts for those who can't listen live. Mm-hmm. We also have the Digital Divas. We have IT and the D. We have a whole host of stuff. We have some really interesting stuff in negotiation I can't talk about quite yet, but it's going to really expand the reach of our little media group here. And the whole idea is we have it all in one place. You want to learn all about what's happening in Southeast Michigan technology, come to my website, and you can get it served up any way you want to get it.
And by the way, if you go to our website, internetadvisor.net, you can just simply scroll down the page, and you will find next to Mike's smiling face, it says that you can simply subscribe now. And what that means is that you'll put your name in there, your email address, and you don't have to spend a penny. You'll get all these headlines, or many, many, many headlines of different aspects of things going on in news and technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan, plus all these other resources, all yours, on Fridays, delivered to your email address, free for nothing. And that is really big. Now, speaking of really big, you've got something exciting to announce in terms of the look of your site coming up this next week.
Well, if people like the newsletter, they're going to love the news site because essentially we developed the look and feel of the newsletter we've been delivering, which, of course, is co-branded with you guys. And the news site looks identical to it, and I have been spending all day today loading stuff, and I got all day tomorrow to load stuff. And then we've got 19,000 stories in our database that the developers are going to load in sometime next week. And
wow.
So we hope to make the switch on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Excellent. So what you'll be getting, by the way, folks, when you tune into or when you subscribe to MI Tech News is you're going to be getting a brand new look for all of this. It'll be coming down as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and the very best to you as you put the finishing touches on your new site.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. And